is Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of March 25th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite care, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This is Camp Courageous' second big spring week. This week is dedicated to older campers, and the theme is Winter Wonderland. And even though that's the theme for the week, we hope weather-wise that isn't the case. We're ready for spring here. Last weekend was a respite care weekend. Respite care weekends are typically held twice each month from Friday evening to Sunday afternoon. An emergency respite care is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for families who have a disabled family member and they're faced with an emergency. One can gain more information about respite care in our week-long sessions and our spring sessions by going to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. This week, we're interviewing Casey Shala from Lone Tree, Iowa. Casey is camp's assistant aquatics director. He's done a super job. We're so excited to have Casey here as part of the Camp Courageous staff. And here's a little bit from Casey about his experiences at Camp Courageous.
My name is Casey Shala. I'm from Lone Tree, Iowa. So I started at camp in May of 2019 as a summer staff counselor. My first go around was pretty awesome. I met a ton of cool people, and so with that, it was just a great experience that worked well with my degree in that field, and so getting to interact with campers and stuff was just right up my alley, and so I loved every bit of that. So I left camp actually to go finish my degree. And so I have a degree in rehabilitation studies and services, and so essentially that boils down to helping individuals with disabilities live in society, right? And so whether somebody is returning from a car accident or something like that with a major trauma in their life, I'm able to help them learn how to do things the new way. And so it was something that really went hand in hand together. I just wanted to go back and finish school is why I left. I was back in Iowa. I was looking for jobs, didn't really looking very hard at all. I was actually a Mason's apprentice, and so I spent a lot of time working with somebody from my hometown in Lone Tree, helping him out do that. And so really I was spending that sort of 3 months, turning it into 6 months, just doing that thing, and it kind of was, what am I going to do, right? And so am I going to pursue something else outside of this field of disabilities, or am I going to come back or find somewhere else, right? When I first found out about the aquatics director opening, our ears perked up, everything started to kind of, okay, now the wheels are turning in my head, the smoke's starting to come out, things like that, what am I gonna do, right? And so what it kind of boiled down to was knowing that I wouldn't be just stuck in the pool, right? I would be able to go lead a laser tag activity or a tie-dye a shirt or something like that. And so it's just something where camp offered me that place where I can do so many other things rather than just sit in one spot and do one thing. And so I think that's what set it apart when I was looking back at different things or different career paths to start my journey. For me, it was pretty simple, and I just like helping people, right? I enjoy it. It makes me feel good. Going back to that first question you asked, even a little bit further, right? Seeing people smile, giving people a reason to smile, right? And so there are many, many reasons why somebody would want to go in the field with helping people with disabilities, right? And so no two reasons are going to look the exact same, but the biggest thing for me was I just loved helping people. I love seeing people in a good mood, right? And so being able to give them that sort of atmosphere or that environment is really, really important to me.
Thank you, Casey, and thanks for the wonderful work you do here at Camp Courageous. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is going year-round now, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Wonderful group of volunteers up there. It's run 100% by volunteers. There's over 100 of them, and they now take cash or credit cards there. And a big thank you to all the volunteers, the donors, and the shoppers that make that fundraiser Camp's largest fundraiser. Camp still has some cocoa bombs left. We're kind of on the last leg of those. If you want cocoa bombs, you can go to Camp's website and see what locations might still have those. Our need of the week is gift cards. Gift cards of any amount, it seems like there's always something that Camp Courageous can use. And if it's like a restaurant or something like that that somebody might have given you, we sell that at the Pineapple Gala in August. So nothing goes to waste. And so we really appreciate you thinking of Camp Courageous with any type of gift card. Camp Courageous currently has paid and volunteer positions available for seasonal counselors and year-round program specialists. Those individuals are provided staff housing, laundry, meals, and the great joy of working with our wonderful campers. Volunteering at Camp Courageous provides an opportunity to get involved and gain experience in the fields of such things as nursing, social work, physical therapy, occupational therapy, therapeutic recreation, education, psychology, and sociology. Volunteers have made huge impacts at the camp during respite care weekends, overnight camping sessions, and other departments. So we strongly encourage you to take a look at Camp Courageous and think about it for the summertime or a future career. Another great volunteer opportunity is volunteering as part of our travel program. This gives you, an opportunity to travel throughout not only the United States, but throughout the country. Has some incredible experiences, some incredible locations. And the big trip in 2024 is London. So the dog campers with disabilities will be heading to London on March 6th through the 13th in 2024. Contact Emily here at Camp Courageous if you'd be interested in volunteering on that trip or any trip, or if you're a camper and you love going to see London with our great staff. Once again, March 6th through the 13th, 2024, contact Emily in charge of our travel program. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you. Hey.